Podcast Report, episode number 10. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here from PodcastAnswerMan.com, and your host today for this episode of the podcast that talks nothing more than the podcasting track of what used to be Blog World New Media Expo, but is now New Media Expo. And I am so delighted today to bring on a brand new co-host for the Podcast Report, Megan Enloe. You may know her as Podcast Junkie. Megan, welcome to the Podcast Report.
Thank you, Cliff. My pleasure to be here.
Well, I am excited to have you here. Some wonderful things have been going on since the last episode of the Podcast Report. Now, of course, for those who are brand new to the show, this podcast is devoted to the podcasting track of the conference. And it started back for the Blog World New Media Expo 2012 event that happened in New York City. We did this for a couple months leading up to that event, talking about the various different things. And we've got some big announcements to share. First off, the cool thing is that New Media Expo in New York City was just out of this world. The response from the podcasting community was just overwhelming. We had more than 60 podcasters speaking at the conference, and word has got out. And oh my goodness, it's great news about how much people are talking about this. In fact, when it came to getting submissions for the podcasting track for our next event, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, we had 84 submissions, and that was just out of this world. So we're so delighted. So much has been going on. The first thing I want to do is talk about the fact that we've added somebody else, an employee of New Media Expo, to help manage the podcast community. So Megan, tell us a little bit about your new position with New Media Expo.
Sure. I was brought on to, it's the official title, I believe, is Podcasting Community Manager. So we have an overall community manager who's Deb, and but the expo wanted to really focus on podcasters and wanted somebody who knows the podcasting community well and listens to a crazy number of podcasts to be in that position to talk to podcasters and just let them know what's happening at the expo.
All right. And so some people might be listening to this and it's like, well, isn't that why they brought Cliff Ravenscraft on board? What's going on here?
Yeah, a little bit confusing. You have been fantastic at putting together the podcast track, and that is exactly the role that we want you to be in. You've done a fantastic job in New York. I wasn't able to be there, but I heard very, very good things. And like I said, I listened to a lot of podcasters, so I heard a lot of good things about the podcast track, and you did a fantastic job on that. But you're focused on your other communities, and what my position entails is really focusing on all of the podcasters, the ones that are speaking and the ones that are going to attend and the ones that want to attend, because we want them to attend as well. So my focus is really on all of the podcasters out there, whereas your focus is on getting the right speakers to come and talk to the show.
That's exactly correct. So if for those of you who are wondering, Megan is the podcasting community. What is it called? Community manager.
Community manager.
You're the community manager for the podcasting community for New Media Expo. My title is something like I am the director of podcasting for New Media Expo. And basically what that is I am, as Megan said, responsible for putting together this schedule of who talks, what are the titles of the sessions, what sessions get approved, making sure that we have great, excellent speakers, wonderful topics, things that will reach the people that are coming, and also some pretty exciting, other special guests that I might be able to reach out to. So, and for me, I am busy teaching people how to podcast. And as you said, I have my own entire network and community of people to do. And I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to about 10, and I think you listen to about 10,000.
Yeah, something like that. 10, really? How do you bring it down to just 10? Well, of course, you're also doing what, 18 podcasts?
Since 2005, I've produced 27 podcasts, more than 3,000 podcast episodes. But yeah, so basically, there are those who can consume, and then there are those who create. And if you're going to create, you have to actually carve out and protect your time. But over the years, I've listened to about 40 or 50 different podcasts. But on a weekly basis, I listen to 10. And that's all I have time for on the treadmill.
That's just a pitiful number. Come on, don't you barbecue?
Nope.
Don't you do dishes?
I sit in front of a computer 12 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
I listen
to podcasts constantly because I'm always doing other things, and I cannot stand to be doing something and not have sound coming into my ears. So everything that I'm doing, unless I am actually interacting with another human being, I always have the earbuds in. And if I have more than 30 seconds not interacting with another human being, you know, I love that pause button on my iPod because I just pop those earbuds back in, and I get 5 more minutes of whatever I'm listening to.
Well, that's awesome. And that's why we love having you as the community director, because you listen to, I listen to 10 podcasts, and they're all pretty much from the same genre. It's either technology or personal / business development. That's it. That's me. I'm very narrow focused in what I listen to, and I listen to it for a purpose. For you, however, you're very eclectic in your podcast listening. You listen to me. You listen to a lot of other people in a lot of different genres, and that's what makes it perfect for you to reach out to people that even I, in my position, have a hard time connecting with, because you know it's kind of hard for me to say, hey, I'd really love to have you here, and I hear that you do wonderful things and stuff like this, but I've never listened to your show before. And so it's great to have you as somebody who can introduce me to some of these people that, unfortunately, I've not had the opportunity to really get to know that well.
Well, I have been a huge fangirl, so much so that I don't put out my own show as often as I should, because I'm constantly listening to podcasts. And really, I have just been a huge fan of podcasts since my daughter was born 7 years ago. And I can peg it to that moment, because I remember hearing the word podcast for the very first time in 2005, when my little infant daughter was sleeping on the bed next to me, and I was afraid to get up and walk away for fear she would roll off. So I was kind of stuck there, sitting there at my computer, and I heard the word podcast. And from that point on, I don't think I listened to the radio very much at all. My listening completely went from talk radio to all podcast all the time. And that's how I got my Twitter handle, Podcast Junkie, because my husband kept giving me a hard time about how I would get nervous if I ran out of podcasts on my iRiver at the time, not even an iPod. So I'm a big fan of podcasting and podcasters, and I think that's what puts me in a good position to be the podcasting community manager.
And the fact that the podcast or the New Media Expo has, you know, basically brought me on to do the podcasting track, has paid for it to have you as an employee to manage this community, shows their commitment to the podcasting world. But we also, earlier this year, announced that, you know, Blog World, the conference that had been around forever, had, you know, said, hey, we're super serious. In fact, we're so serious. I think it was probably the first episode of this podcast, Rick came on and shared with us that said, hey, we're going to share something with you that we really haven't made public anywhere else. In June, in New York City, we're going to announce that we're changing the name of this conference and changing the focus, because what happened was, you know, it's always been Blog World. Well, truthfully, it's always been Blog World and New Media Expo. The New Media Expo was not tagged on after they purchased the rights of the New Media Expo from the Berkwin brothers. The actual title of the conference has always been Blog World and New Media Expo. However, people always shorten it to just Blog World. And because of that, in the minds of so many people, it was always just about blogging. And that's never been the intentions. It's always been to have a focus on all forms of new media. Rick did share that a new name was coming, and we did share previously that the focus would be equal on blogging, podcasting, and web TV. Well, I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard us say New Media Expo several times. The name of the conference from this point forward is NMX, New Media Expo. You can find it at nmxlive.com. You could also go to newmediaexpo.com. Any of those will work. The brand from now on is officially New Media Expo, where content meets commerce. And obviously, the focus, you can see, you can hear already, there is a tremendous amount of focus on the podcasting community, an effort that is second to none in any other place where people are trying, where a conference is literally doing everything they can to bend over backwards to bring in and to create that home for the podcasting community that's kind of been missing since the early Berkwin Brothers New Media or Expo days.
Yeah, the Podcast Expo days. And I was there. I was there for the very first Podcast Expo. And it was a very special time because, you know, podcasting was so new and there were so few of us doing it at the time. So a lot of us, you know, that were there at the conference, we had all listened to each other's shows and there was this camaraderie and meeting each other in the hallways. And it was really a lot more about getting to know this community face to face that we already knew via each other's podcasts. And, you know, sad to say, that's we're never going to have those early days. There's a certain amount of lightning in a bottle that can't really be recaptured. But the expo understands at this point that it's more about the community and learning from each other than it is necessarily about who actually ends up speaking, you know, and that kind of thing. It's at least half of the conference is who you run into in the hallways and the connections that you meet, that you make when you're outside of the podcasting track or even outside of the hotel. Just the people that you're going to make those live in-person connections with is the focus.
Absolutely. And so the focus is not just on bringing the podcasters to come and speak, but also to bring the podcasters as attendees. And I will tell you, there's a great chance that you'll get just as much as an attendee of New Media Expo than you would as a speaker on the podcasting track. In fact, a little known fact from me is that most of the time when I've attended conferences, and I've attended a lot of conferences over the years, I tend to go and speak, but I really hardly ever attended sessions while I was there. I would always get some kind of virtual ticket or something like that and listen to that stuff later. But I literally, while all the sessions were going on, I intentionally wandered the halls looking for people to network with. And that is the greatest value. Don't miss those opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do want people coming to our tracks. We're going to have fantastic speakers there, but don't miss the opportunity. Don't run back to your hotel room afterwards. You know, find those opportunities to meet people for lunch and talk in the hallways and make those connections, because that was a huge part of Podcast Expo, and I want to see that be a huge part of New Media Expo.
And it will. We've got some big announcements coming up, and we'll be sharing them. I do want to talk real quickly about our next event, the date and location. Megan, do you want to tell us where this event is going to be held next?
Las Vegas.
That is, I am so excited. This will be my personal first trip to Las Vegas.
Awesome.
And I'm
awesome.
So
really, first time you've ever been to Vegas?
First time. Oh. I almost got to go as a podcaster to cover CES for Panasonic a few years back, but I ended up in the hospital with a gallbladder thing. So I lost that opportunity. And I tell you, I was so looking for, I'm such a tech geek to the core, and I was looking forward to it. Now I'm looking forward to Vegas for even more of a reason, because I'm totally addicted to Pawn Stars and American Restoration, and I want to go see Rick Dale and all those other guys. I'm gonna go out of my way to go and meet those people that I've been watching on the History Channel day in and day out. I'm looking forward
to
that.
Wonderful. It's an interesting place, I got to tell you. They're not kidding when they talk about bright lights and 24/7.
Yeah, and I hear there's all kinds of other wonderful things there as well. But here's the deal. There are a couple other reasons why I'm looking forward to this. So not only is it in Las Vegas, but it's also being held from January 6th through the 8th. January 6th, 7th, and 8th. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that January 8th is not just the final day of New Media Expo, it's the first day of CES.
Exactly.
So for those of you who are both totally into blogging, podcasting, new media, social media, and also have a little bit of a draw towards the technology side, you can knock out two things with one stone. And I plan on actually staying an extra day or two, and I will be attending CES. And like I said, I'm going to go in and find the Pawn Stars and American Restoration and all that other good stuff. But some good things about being in Vegas. One is, now you can maybe confirm this more than me, but I hear that traveling, as far as air travel and other things, that it's probably one of the cheapest places to fly in and out of. Is that,
yes.
Have you heard that?
Absolutely. They make it, they want you in their casinos. So they're going to make it real easy for you to get there. They make it easy for you to get there, and they make it easy for you to get around town. So, I mean, you could taxi it. I generally, when I'm there, I get the tickets for the public transportation that takes me from casino to casino. It only hits all the major casinos, but it's great for that. It makes it very inexpensive to travel throughout the area. So, yeah, it's very inexpensive to get there.
Excellent. And the other thing is our hotels, we have already reserved rooms for New Media Expo. This is being held at the Rio. And the hotel rooms are only $99 per night. And for those of you who went to NYC, you know that that is a huge difference in cost. So this, I'm telling you, this is the event to come to. But so that's the dates, January 6th, 7th, 8th, Las Vegas, at the Rio, all kinds of great reasons why that's a great time of year and all this other stuff because of CES and stuff. But I tell you, the thing I am personally most excited about is something that I just finally firmed up and confirmed last night. My personal podcasting hero is Leo Laporte. He was the first podcast I ever listened to. He's been the greatest source of inspiration for me in my own pursuit. He's one of the reasons why I do podcasting full-time as my own career. I make my money doing nothing else other than around podcasting. And I am so excited to announce that Leo Laporte is coming to Las Vegas. He will be there on Monday, January 7th, and he will be hosting one of our keynote addresses. So he's going to be doing that. And not only that, but in the next episode of this podcast, we're going to tell you about a certain celebration that he will be the MC for. And so some exciting things are happening. But we got to save some things for next week. And we will be podcasting every single week, releasing these episodes on Friday, all the way up through the conference in January. But we wanted to bring this episode, number 10, to you to kind of just get things back rolling again and to introduce Megan. Megan, I'm so delighted that you're on board.
I am happy to be on board. I can't wait. This is going to be a fantastic conference.
It is absolutely going to do that. And here's the deal. We're going to be back week after week. We're going to be bringing in some of these people that are going to be talking at the event. We're going to share with you some other exciting things happening with the podcasting track. And you don't want to miss next week, episode 11, because there are two really huge things that we have to announce. Exciting stuff. Make sure you tell everybody else about the podcast report. And go over to iTunes, give us a rating and review. It'll help us punch right up to the top, get the word out. And also, real quickly, what is the new Twitter ID where they can catch you online?
NMX Podcast.
Twitter.com/NMX Podcast. Until next time, my friends, we encourage you to take everything you do in your shows to the next level. And we hope to see you at New Media Expo. Go today, newmediaexpo.com. Get registered. We'll see you there.